This Thursday Texans Daily has a dose of familiarity to it. Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator, has coached against Manning time and time again in his time in the NFL. Plus, safety Danielle Manning has also got a back history with number 18.
Peyton Manning looks like the same guy he's always been. He's a great quarterback. He looks like a guy that hadn't played in a while and was a new team. But he's still productive. He still calls the right plays. Gets him in the right situations. He can explode at any time. He can make the throws that count. He makes the touchdown throws. He calls the right audibles when they're not up there for the run. The running back made 100-something yards last week. They made almost 400 yards last week against a pretty good defense at home. So I think once he got adjusted after the first quarter, he played like Peyton Manning.
Just how he was calling out so much. I mean, we played going through that season. We wasn't playing quarterbacks like that. They could pick up the whole defense, and pretty much we were playing out of his hand. And he was putting us in different coverages that we didn't want to play. And he could move his guys around. They were all on the same page. Kept our certain personnel on the field that we couldn't bring in the other guys to match in with their personnel.
Right tackle Derek Newton will have quite a test on Sunday in Denver. He and head coach Gary Kubiak both described that test.
It's a new challenge for him. Really, that's why we started Newton in New Orleans, because we wanted him to start to respond to something like that back in the preseason. But he's going to face either guys, a great pass rusher, you know, wherever they line up, they both line up all over the place. He's going to face the quickest guys he's seen off the ball, and he's probably going to be a little late off the ball because of the noise. So that's always telling him that's a built-in truth right there. So there's no excuses. We actually let our guys line up all sides in practice. That's the way we try to give them a look, you know. And so he's got his hands full, and so does Dwayne on the other side.
They're a bunch of good guys. I mean, I think they use a little bit of both. So, I mean, we just got to go out there and play our game.
Running back Arian Foster described what he and Ben Tate form as a running back duo.
I mean, I feel like he's always had, you know, ability. he's always been able to make plays, and it's just about getting the opportunity in this league. And, you know, the more plays you make, the more opportunities you'll get.
Corner Jonathan Joseph, very impressed with Peyton Manning, but he's also learned quite a bit from Champ Bailey.
I went up against him several times throughout my career, and each time has always been a challenge, and this time will be no different. Obviously, he's in a different jersey, but it'll be a big task for us, and I'm sure we'll be up for it. Actually, that's funny that you said that. He gave me a text yesterday, told me, you know, that we'll probably hook up once I get in town, and it's a guy that I always followed throughout my career and want to kind of mock or emulate my career after him. You know, this guy's in his 14th, 13th year, still playing at the top level, one of the top guys at his position, so it's always an honor.
Linebacker Brian Cushing also spoke on Thursday to the media, knows this is going to be a supreme test for the Texans defense.
It will be. There's no question about it. But he's special what he does. This is his first year in the system, and I think just how far he's got the guys going already. As far as Denver is, pretty special. I don't think any other quarterback could really be as advanced as he is right now.
That's it for your Texans Daily. We thank you so much for checking us out. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com as we get you set for this matchup with Denver in Week 3.